We are trying to stay connected to events across the country. So 10 minutes before he's got to walk onto the bus to go to training this morning, Christian Salem from inside the D's camp. Christian, it's great to have you on SEN.
Thanks for having me, Jared.
So tell me this, does it feel like grand final week? Knowing that you haven't experienced before, but does it feel like it?
Yeah, it does. It's definitely the longer build-up, which is a bit different. But yeah, the buzz over here is pretty crazy, and I can only imagine what it's like in Melbourne.
Does it feel like you've done a bit of waiting around already?
It hasn't been too bad considering we did this pre-Geelong. We all obviously had the week off, so we're in a sort of similar routine. But, you know, since yesterday, it started to ramp up pretty quickly, being back in the normal schedule.
So what does life look like? What are you able to do outside of the football commitments?
Yeah, well, now we're out of quarantine, we can pretty much do whatever we want. You know, restaurants, cafes are all open over here, so... a few boys have been going out for breakfast, jumping in the beach for recovery. So it's, at the same time, it's been pretty cruisy in terms of we've been training and just focusing on recovery and just getting ourselves ready.
Do you feel ready personally? How much are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Obviously, it's still 4 or 5 days away, but yeah, at the moment, it's yeah, more excited than nervous. It's going to be a great week, and you know, all the boys are looking forward to it.
So there's a lot of red and blue flying back home, Christian, and your brothers seem to be right at the forefront of that. It was at the Point Restaurant in the North Point. How much have you seen of what they've been up to?
Yeah, I have. I've seen a bit going on there. It's been great, not only them, but the whole community around there back in Melbourne have got around us. And you know, we've been drip-feeded stuff, whether it's houses being painted, stuff being put up on fences, and it's, you know, the support's been incredible.
So how far have the brothers gone?
Yeah, they've painted. So obviously got the two restaurants. They've painted them red and blue, and they've put up some photos that some of the boys from the club have sent through. So they've been helped out there.
It's good fun, isn't it? It's a whole family experience, even when they're detached from it.
Absolutely, it's been great, and you know, the buzz around the restaurants have been good too. People have been coming past for photos and whatnot, and you know, it's just good that they're enjoying the week back home in a pretty tough time.
What's your grand final experience been like through underage competitions and the like, Christian? Have you seen one before?
I've had a couple, club football and then Vic Metro, but yeah, so I've probably, yeah, two or three, I reckon, over my time.
Have you won them?
Yeah, three from three, I think, which is handy, so hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Do they stick in your memory as excitable days?
Yeah, there was a couple of good games. Club footy was always great, playing with the mates, so it was good to get a couple back there.
Christian, what was Saturday night session like? Was it everything that you wanted from it?
Yeah, it was, absolutely. You know, we like I said earlier, we had that opportunity to prepare the week leading into Geelong. We did a similar sort of setup, and you know, it's a bit of a unique situation having a game in a month, but you know, we embraced it. We went pretty hard. We did a couple quarters and obviously some other kicking drills and whatnot. But you know, everyone bought in and you know, went at it in a way where we're not going over the top. But you know, we got the working that we needed to get done.
So there was a great debate back here, Christian, around, and it is because of the lull. Is what percentage of intensity would you have gone at?
Yeah, look, to be honest, you know, we had a contest block where that was full on 100%. You know, we do that throughout the season, and you know, the match team was pretty much fully at it, except you know, you just got to be smart, like, you know, don't be slinging people, jumping into people's backs and whatnot. But other than that, you know, we want to practice our game style as best we can and give it as much like intensity as we can.
So obviously, so Charlie Spargo is much reported now as he jarred the ankle during it. Is that so? There is an inherent risk to doing that. Is it a little bit of hold your breath but need to do it?
Yeah, I guess at times, you know, it's like that in any situation when it comes to this sort of stuff. But, you know, that happens throughout the year at training, little knocks and bruises. And, you know, Charlie's fine. Was just, yeah, like you said, more of a jarred ankle. And, you know, I think he's training today, so he'll be sweet.
Yeah, that's good to hear. The strategy side of things, Christian, what sort of meetings are you having during the week leading up? So what is it? It's Tuesday morning. Have you started any of that work with the unusual 2-week block?
Yeah, we sort of started on Saturday in terms of... Oh, sorry, yesterday. I'm losing track of the days already. yesterday, we started just with a review and leading into like Oppo reports and whatnot. And yeah, we're just trying to make it as normal as possible. You know, there's obviously going to be distractions, but you know, yesterday we just started to ramp it up.
Do you get right into that strategy side of things? Does that appeal to you?
Yeah, obviously it's you know, you play a number of teams over the years, and we're lucky to play the Bulldogs twice or three times, including a practice match. So, you know, it's I've got the boys do a lot of work, but you know, we know as well as players what needs to be done and sort of how they play and set up. So it's yeah, it's just the start of a long week in terms of that sort of stuff.
Grand final experience. So Mark Williams brings so much of that as a coach, one of the famous flags. What's he been like? Has he delivered anything unusual yet?
He's I think he did a presentation last week to a few of the younger boys just about his grand final experiences and how he went about it and his journey. So, you know, from what I heard, that was pretty special. But, you know, he's great to have around just to bounce questions off. And obviously he's been through what the week looks like and distractions and all that sort of stuff. So it's been good to, you know, bounce some stuff off him.
Do you want to know much about grand finals or do you just want to walk into it and experience it for the first time for yourself?
Yeah, I'm probably more that side of it, just sort of, you know, walk into it and experience it. And obviously, you know, it's a bit of a different prep in terms of specifically game day. Like it's the schedule changes a little bit with concerts and whatnot before the game. So you just got to be prepared for that as best you can. And other than that, just to try and make it as normal as possible and, you know, not overthink it and just simplify it.
Will you get nervous?
I'm more the excited type than nervous. You know, it's just, you know, it is what it is. It's always going to be nerves, but yeah, I'm more excited for it and, you know, I'm looking forward to getting into it.
So it's your eighth season, 26 years of age. Does it feel like a long journey within the AFL to get to this moment?
It does. It's long and quick at the same time. It felt like yesterday I debuted, but at the same time, when I got to the club, you know, it was the first year of Roosey, so it was a bit of a rebuild. And, you know, it's been a long journey in terms of that. You know, a lot of ups and downs. And, you know, to be where we are now, couldn't be prouder of the club and the boys.
Yeah, so that's a beautiful 8 years to live, isn't it? If that is the point that this gets measured back to, is you're there at ground zero.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something I'm proud of and wouldn't change a thing. You know, it's been tough journey, not only for the club, but the fans too. And, you know, previously to me being there is, you know, some more pain. And you can see that from speaking to Demon supporters. And, you know, now we're just sort of trying to repay the faith and, you know, make them proud. And, you know, obviously there's still one more game left and hopefully we can finish off the job.
They're feeling that's for sure as we sample it every day here. So just as we conclude, when do you get told, when's your Oppo session? When do you get told who you'll be responsible for from the Dogs?
Yeah, sort of more later in the week when we go through structure stuff. Yesterday it was more about types of when they want to play. So probably Wednesday, Thursday, we'll ramp it up quite a bit and you know, lead into the game.
Do you have a fair idea, having played against them twice this year?
Yeah, I think so. All the boys have a fair idea. It's,
yep.
It is what it is, and yeah, you just got to yeah, get your head around it.
Christian, good luck with the preparations you do on the bus. Don't be late. Go well over the next few days and we'll see you in action on Saturday night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good on you. Christian Salem there from the Demons. So the build-up on the other side of the country as the Ds head to training on a Tuesday. So it's all maintenance from here and the preparations for the big one.